Locker room chats continue here on KMZA, talking Onega girls basketball with head coach Craig Boswell. Joining us here, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Main Star Trust, and Blue Valley Technologies. Coach, I know it's been kind of a whirlwind of a week for you here in the past few days, and obviously your team was in action last night against Troy on the road. You were down quite a few players. I know you were unable to be there as well, and you know, they hung tough and certainly fought, and even times in the third quarter, they were back to within, you know, 12, 14 points and certainly fought. Ultimately, Troy able to pull away and get the win. But from at least what you know from that game Tuesday night, you know, what were your kind of thoughts on it and, you know, how the team played in it?
Well, you know, ultimately I thought our young players, I thought they fought and stepped up. You know, they had to play some positions and roles that they really haven't had to do all year long. And, you know, from what I gathered talking to our assistant coach, Kelsey Hitch, you know, they fought really hard, you know, and they made a lot of, you know, young mistakes that they haven't yet to understand how to maybe, you know, process that, because the speed of the game was a little bit quicker than, you know, the JV-type game. But overall, I thought, you know, some of our younger players like Colling and Abbott, they kind of stepped up and had some rebounds and points, and that was a very good experience for them, and you never know, but the year, the way it's going, we might have to have them step up later in the year.
Yeah, pretty impressive, and it's good experience for those girls, too, because they're all freshmen and sophomores, and it's tough, only one sub, so I thought your assistant, Kelsey, did a pretty good job just kind of keeping the rotation going and just trying to, you know, keep them as fresh as they possibly could be. You know, one of those young players I want to mention here is Bridget Campbell, and, you know, saw her in the opening game against Wentmore, and, you know, she was very solid in that, and obviously kind of took the reins offensively with 16 points in that game against Troy. What's the progression been like with her and the growth you've seen from her?
Well, you know, she stepped in, and we have literally have taught her almost every single position on the floor just because she is very versatile. She can play anywhere, and we're still trying to find that one role on, you know, that position that we feel like that she would help the team, the whole entire team. And I think we're going to have to start putting her with the ball in her hands the most, which that's probably the point guard. But, you know, during that game, the coach said, you know, when, like you said, they were down by 12, 13 at the point, she looked at the girls, you know, the other five girls, and said, we're still in this. And so she's really starting to take that leadership role as a freshman, and that's something that we're going to have to utilize the rest of the year, because I do know that, you know, she takes this sport very seriously, so I'm really, really proud of her for that.
Certainly an opportunity to be a four-year star, and you can kind of see the growth already at such a young age and just only being a freshman, and how she performed in a tough spot against Troy on Tuesday night. The TVL tournament is out. The brackets are set. Your team will play on Saturday. You get Frankfurt in the first round, a team you haven't seen yet this season. You'll actually get them right after the TVL break as well, or after the TVL tournament. Your next game back from that will be against Frankfurt, so you'll see them a little bit early on Saturday. You know, this is a team that's 5-3. They got a win on Tuesday night. What all do you know about Frankfurt and the challenges in that opening round game?
Well, you know, just, you know, knowing their coach, and, you know, he's going to come after us. You know, I'm sure they're going to man press us and zone press us and really try to get under our skin early. But, you know, hopefully we have a group on Saturday that we can have everybody there, everybody healthy. And if we can have some of our role players back to that game, you know, I'm hoping we can take it to the wire and take it to them, and hopefully we can surprise the TVL, and I'm hoping that we can match up and push the ball up the floor and hopefully get a win.
Craig Boswell, Onega girls basketball coach, joining us here, presented by Community Healthcare System, also Main Star Trust and Blue Valley Technologies. His team coming off a loss against Troy will open up the TVL tournament Saturday against Frankfurt, as the TVL tournament is in Frankfurt here in 2022. Appreciate the time as always, Coach. Thank you so much for joining us. We will talk to you next week, and keep grinding away through the TVL tournament.
All right. Appreciate it, Brandon. Thanks.